Hi there, and welcome to this episode of A Couple Takes on MS. Hi, I'm Dan Digman.
And hi, it's me, Jennifer Digman.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS. I'm walking.
And I'm rolling.
And together, we're moving forward. Today, we're really excited to welcome Doug Binkley to A Couple Takes on MS. Doug is a dedicated bike MS rider whose why runs deep. He rides in honor of his wife, who was diagnosed with MS at 26, and his mother, who also lived with MS. Over the past 16 years, Doug has completed more than 37 bike MS rides and over 40 century rides, traveling across the country to show up for this cause in a big way. He's also become a bike MS volunteer, continuing to give back beyond the bike. Doug's commitment, heart, and determination reflect the very best of this community, and his goal is simple and powerful: to see an end to MS. I talked to Jennifer. It's like, this is a way that we are kicking off 2026, and I can't think of a better way to open this year than talking with you, Doug. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Recovering well from surgery, have a bit of a cold, and just excited about the upcoming winter in Mississippi.
That is so awesome. And I think this is something where we had actually met Doug last year in Frankenmuth, but I think this is the one thing that even, I don't know if people within the bike MS community even would know who we're talking about when we're calling you Doug. What do they call you, Doug?
My nickname is Patches. I have collected every patch that I have ever earned on a century ride, and my jersey has 41 of them on it now.
And to those of us who are not bikers, what is a century?
A century ride is 100 miles in a day.
In a day. You ride
one? In a day. Yep.
Ooh.
In the earlier days, I used to do one on Saturday and ride another one on Sunday, but maybe now that my lungs are getting better, I can do that again, but we'll see.
Well, this, I mean, because we talked about then the number of bikes, because what you've done, like, I think you had on your Instagram, like 37 bikes, or you've done over 40 centuries. I mean,
I have done 37 events over 16 years. Like I said, a few of those were the early years of Bike to the Bay, and I was doing two centuries in a weekend. And 2014, I think I did four centuries over two weekends. So it's from riding multiple events and piling them up.
And so then with every bike ride you do, you get a patch. And so is that, and why did, I mean, you get those? I mean, obviously others do the bike rides and get the patch, but then why is it just because you had so many patches, that's just what people started calling you?
Yeah, it started about 4 years ago at Buckeye Breakaway. I was over there volunteering that weekend. I didn't even ride. And one of the volunteers saw me with my patches, and he said, "Hey, that guy's patches over there." And it kind of stuck.
And it stuck. And Dan and I, we both have multiple sclerosis, so that's our connection. If you don't mind explaining to everyone listening, what's your connection to multiple sclerosis?
I married my lovely bride in 1977. I was 18. She was 20. 1983, she was pregnant with our daughter, and her one eye went gray. And the family doctor says, "Don't worry about it. It's pregnant women with pinched nerves. They get the craziest stuff you've ever seen. Wait till the baby's born, and then we'll check it out." Well, it didn't go away. And 3 months later, she was diagnosed with MS. And that was in the fall of 83. And my mother was diagnosed with MS in the fall of 89.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So both my mother and my wife had MS.
Okay. Wow. That's quite the connection. And so you've been pretty passionate about MS since the 70s, the late 70s.
And yeah, I started riding in 2010 after my wife passed away, because I couldn't, you know, she was in a hospital bed for 9 years in my living room, so I could not leave. She couldn't sit up long enough to even go to an event at that time. So I actually started in 2010, the year after she passed away.
Okay. And yeah, it sounds like you had a long time being her caregiver. And then sadly, when she passed away, you have now you're giving of yourself as a fundraiser and an advocate and and an amazing biker. Or bike rider, I should say, cyclist. So thank you. Thank you for everything you do for the MS community.
You are welcome. If I can do one thing, is just encourage those that have MS or know someone that has MS. We are winning the battle, and we don't need to quit now.
And here's because, you know, Jennifer and I both have MS, and I think then you're located in Ohio, correct?
Yes.
And so when did it become something? So you do your first bike MS. What led you to say, I need to do more of these every year?
Because to ride my bicycle 2 days each year was not enough of having Diane and my mom's name out for people to read it and me being able to tell my story about it. Mm-hmm. And so 2014... I was the first year that I branched out, and I did all four Ohio bike rides that year.
Wow.
I ended up with my on the front page of two different newspapers from that.
Wow. And I mean, and it's, I mean, I don't undermine the walkers. I mean, Jennifer and I do walk MS every year, and we do several ones. But I mean, this is no small task. I don't have to go out and train for a walk. How much do you have to train to do a bike ride, to do a century bike ride?
Bike to the Bay is always in June, and I always like to have at least 700 miles on my training schedule at that point in time and have at least one 75-mile ride down. And last year, I had 340 miles in a 68-mile ride.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
And I still, you know, managed 8 rides and 5 centuries over the summer.
And if I remember correctly, when we met you in Frankenmuth, you were getting ready. You were going down to Kentucky, possibly.
Yes. Yeah. After Bavarian this year, we went to my friend Andy Connolly from Cincinnati. He went to New Bern in North Carolina, and then me and Matt and Andy, all three met up down at Bike to Jack in back in Tennessee and rode 2 days down there on Bike to Jack. That was actually my first ride that I made passport at.
Then I'm sorry, say that again.
That was actually my first ride that I made passport at.
What's that?
If you raise $5,000, you reach passport level, and then you can go do any ride anywhere without a registration fee and without having to fundraise. You can go and participate and encourage and ride and have a good time.
Oh, wow. That's a huge feat. Congratulations. And again, thank you.
Yeah. Now, is that indefinite, like forever?
No.
Okay. That is every year.
Each year. So, I happened to just hit a fluke last year where my Social Security had started early and they had a $50,000 match for Bike to Jack. And it's like, I have money sitting there. I'm going to do this just before I retire. So I did my last ride. My very first ride as passport rider was Bike to Jack. And the weekend after I retired, me and Andy and his family went to New York City and rode the New York City ride.
Wow.
So you ride across the country.
A fair part of it. I haven't been much out west because I've still been working, but I'm not working anymore. So
I would say you haven't been out west yet.
No, I have not. And but, some of those on my radar, but they're going to be hard for a northern Ohio boy that has no hits.
Yeah. Wow. So what has been your favorite ride so far? If you have
my favorite ride was Bavarian this year. We rode with two guys that we had never met before. My friend Rachel's fiance had ridden 30 miles and borrowed a bicycle and came and rode a century with us.
Wow.
And we had another guy, Dan Franz from Indiana, that was there. And I said, hey, what route you riding? He said, the century. And I said, tag along with us. We're going to be just a bunch of misfits on the road. And we had the most blessed day. The six of us just clicked. Our paces were good. It was a marvelous day.
And what keeps you, because biking, because, you know, with when we met you in Frankenmuth at the Bavarian ride, it was hot that day, but it was clear. And I don't think it was necessarily windy, but, you know, obviously, you know, there's days where the riding, perfect weather and stuff. What keeps you going for those hundreds of miles, not only just on regular trips, but I mean on days when it's windy, rainy, just really crappy out? What keeps you motivated?
At an event, it's easier to stay motivated because there are other people out there. Mm. If you're just on a training day and it's raining, you're probably not going to go out. But if you're at a bike and mess event and everybody's out, you're going to go out because you're not going to be the big candy butt in the group and not go. So that kind of motivates a lot. But especially on a day where there's a century ride, I probably won't quit till I get it. Or they have to drag me in one of the two.
You know, and just talking to you and you're saying just like you're riding with six people in the pack. And I mean, just there's something to be said about not only, you know, with the walks, but I mean, with the bike rides that, I mean, what can you say about then this, the camaraderie amongst all riders? Because it's not like you're riding in competition with each other, right?
No, absolutely not. Bike MS is a tour. And the stronger riders will ride up front and let the not as strong riders ride in line. That's called drafting. And then a couple of miles, you swap strong riders in the front. And every couple of miles, you get a new somebody to chat with. And, of course, we had two people on there that we'd never met before. So it was great getting to know them and tell your story and hear their story and so forth. And it ended up that day that found out James and Rachel are engaged, and they've been desperately looking for a photographer. And I said, you know, I got a pretty darn good camera. So now I am going to be the photographer at James and Rachel's wedding next June.
Oh, how?
That's huge.
That's perfect. And I'm sure they appreciate that.
That all came out of that perfect day ride. And that was the day that Andy said they were going to New York. And before I could even think about it, my mouth blurted out, can I go? And it's like, I shouldn't have said that. That's kind of rude. And in just as lightning fast of manner, Andy goes, hell yeah. So the plan was started and got to go do New York with the Connollys from Cincinnati.
That sounds so fun and like what a good time.
Is that, I mean, and that pretty indicative of just the bike MS camaraderie and crew, that it's just like, you, I suppose, or that's like MS, because it's like, I will, you know, just finding people in the MS community, you just, everybody has a story and everybody wants to share and everybody wants to talk with other people.
Yeah. There's a fellow that I met a couple of years ago down at Oxford, and his name is David. And I talked to him for quite a little while on a Saturday night, and on Sunday we were at the lunch stop. And he says, I think you stopped to talk to me and my friend last night. I said, pretty sure I stopped and talked to everybody last night. He said, yeah, you'd had a couple of bourbons and you were very friendly. And he said, I just wanted to tell you that what you said to my friend, and he says, and about Diane, he remembered Diane's name. And he says, what you said has made a difference. And they feel like they have hope. And they have something they can look forward to.
And that's so important when you're living with the disease. And I'm sure when you're a caregiver and just if the disease is in your family. So it's important to have that hope and to have that community. Like Dan said, you know, the riders, the walkers, the people living with the disease. And that's so important just to have that community.
Yeah. And so Rachel had loaned me a book by Karen Pence about serving. And one of the things they did in there, they had challenge coins. And it's, you shake hands with someone and you have an organization you work for and you give them a coin and they read it and find out about your organization and you leave the coin with them and go on your way. And it's like, I need to raise money for Bike to Mass. I don't need to buy coins. So I made wooden nickels last year and you guys both got those.
Yes, we did.
At the start line at Bike to the Bay, the first ride of my season last year, there was a girl at the start line and she was telling everybody her story and kicking the ride off. And I went over and I handed her a wooden nickel. And I showed her my jersey and why I'm called Patches and stuff. And we take off and go. And I never saw her again. But when we went to New York City, we rode our bicycles from the hotel down to the start line. The first person that I ran into was her.
Wow.
Yeah, from Perrysburg, Ohio. And we're standing there in New York City going, no, this isn't even possible.
Right.
So, you know, God works in these things. And it was quite a fun thing to have that connection again at the end of the season. And that was her very first Bike MS ride. And you know, Matt, one of his very good friends is Travis, who is associated with Meat Fight. And through the summer last year, Travis got a bicycle from Meat Fight and gave to this girl. And she rode that bike at New York City on her first Bike MS ride.
Wow.
Wow.
So, I mean, these stories are all intertwined, and it's so fun when you find those connections and, you know, especially in long-distance places, you know, like New York City.
Oh, there's absolutely
a girl I gave my first wooden nickel ever to.
Yeah, and that's why we always encourage people when they're newly diagnosed, and even if you've been diagnosed for a long time, just to reach out because the community is there. I know, Patches, like you've said, you gave us a wooden nickel when we first met you, and we have that. And so we are forever connected. And we met you and we started talking with you, and instantly we said, you need to be on our podcast. And just to hear you talk about all of the writing that you've done and the fundraising and just the contacts you've made, you are so encouraging and such a great way to kick off the year. So if you could estimate, I don't even know if that's possible, but how many rides do you think you will do in 2026?
I have not stopped to figure it out yet, but I already have like 5 on my schedule.
Oh, wow.
The first one is in Louisiana, the third weekend of March. The second one is the fourth weekend of March in Florida. And then Bike to the Bay in June, and then all my usual suspects here. The weekend before Bike to the Bay, I will be doing West Michigan. So you'll see me up there, and Rachel will be there, and then Dan Franz will be there, James will be there. So we're going to have a little bit of a crowd there. And then for sure, Bavarian will never be off my radar, because that was Diane's favorite place in the world to go. If we couldn't figure out something to do, she'd say, let's just go to Frankenmuth for the day. And Black Friday was 40 years in a row that I went up there on Black Friday.
Oh, very nice.
I have not stopped my tradition since Diane passed away. And if nobody else will go, too bad. That's my tradition, and I'm going until I can.
And next time you go, if you want 2 people from Michigan to meet you and have some chicken, give us a jingle.
We will do that. Usually James and Rachel meet me up there because they only live in Bay City.
Okay.
But they were busy that day and couldn't come. So it's like, man, I'm going to be all by myself again.
Well, in the future, for 41, yes. You know, if James and so. And Dan said to me yesterday, you know, we're going to Frankenmuth for the ride. So
yep. We'll
see.
I was
going
to say, we met Patches, and it's like, of course, we'll go back to the Bavarian ride.
that was a good time. What a memorable. And if you are listening to this and you've never done a bike ride or participated in a MS walk, get involved. We highly encourage that.
And we will have. Yeah, go ahead.
And you don't need to be crazy old fool like me and ride 100 miles. You know, they have 35-mile routes and 50-mile routes. And it's not a race. It's a tour. It's a fun day. The volunteers are absolutely outrageous. And the camaraderie is beyond belief. Mm-hmm. And it just gives you a sense of accomplishment when you have finished a ride and you come in and they put a medal around your neck.
Yeah.
Something I don't want to, I guess circling back to the wooden nickel, because if memory serves me correctly, there's a Bible verse on there, correct?
Yes, it's the same one that I have on my right arm under my eagle tattoo. Yep. And it's Isaiah 40:31. And that says, they that wait upon the Lord shall mount up with wings as eagles. They shall run and not grow weary. They shall walk and not faint.
Wow. I mean, it's so touching and stuff. I mean, so then how big is faith in your life?
I would not have made it through all of Diane's illness had I not. We came to faith during her illness. We kind of always went to church, but we were just kind of Eastern Christians and didn't have our own solid belief system. And we came to saving faith in him through her illness. And I cannot fathom having faced my surgery without having that secure knowledge of what will happen to me and that I will get to see Diane and my mom someday.
Yeah.
And that's comforting. And I know that it's important to have something spiritual or faith or just having family, a spouse, something to lean on, because MS can be so incredibly isolating and so difficult to deal with. Yeah. And it's nice to have that. So Thank you for sharing that.
And there were years that Diane was hospitalized in a bed in my living room, and she couldn't speak. So we had no verbal communication. But I could read scriptures to her and play movies that had, you know, scripture messages in them, and still have that between us, even though it was pretty much unspoken by her at that point.
Okay. Yeah.
And somebody would come over and say, Diane, you all right? And she would smile and shake her head.
And she was diagnosed before the advent of any sort of medication to slow down the progression or?
Pretty much. She was diagnosed in 83. And she had a doctor for a few years, but as her MS progressed, she lost her job and then lost her insurance. And my insurance wouldn't cover it. So there was a bunch of years in here in flux of there that we couldn't even go see a doctor because we didn't have insurance. And when Avonex was out, we got on a program that was $2,500 a month.
Wow.
And they put us on a program that with my income and her no income, that if I paid $2,500, they would ship me a whole year's worth of Avonex.
Okay.
And so they started shipping Avonex, and by the fourth month, she stopped taking it. She said, I can't be that sick on that medicine. So some of the medicines that come down the pipe are really good, and some of them, you know, that one didn't work for Diane, and it made her so sick she couldn't even sit up for 2 days after that injection. So she stopped doing it. And
it's wonderful, and it's thanks to people that continue to fundraise and continue to share the just the information about the disease that we have new medications and new ways to treat the disease, and thank heavens for that.
Yes, and that's one of the reasons why I work so hard and tireless, because I want this to be ended. Kelly was always, she said, 5 years and this is done. 5 years, we're going to have rides that celebrate the demise of MS. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that always gave me just a wind in my wings, you know, on the bicycle for doing this stuff too. And you hear the doctors at the events, you know, and man, they're working hard.
Yeah. And when you say Kelly, who is Kelly?
Kelly Snyder, she was at the Cleveland office.
Okay. Okay, so you make contacts through that National MS Society, and you stay in touch with them. And that's
Kelly has left the MS Society with all the things that took place last year, but I'm still in contact with some Julie Leggett from Cincinnati and the other ones. And so, yeah, I'm still on the Bike to Debate committee and still committed to getting this monster tamed.
Amen. I would love that. And I think that's why Dan and I and so many others continue to fundraise and to get the word out about the disease. We don't want anyone else to be diagnosed and not have the, well, you know, Doug, you remember the days with Diane, I'm sure, when there was not a lot of information and the disease, a lot of misinformation. And now, thankfully, it's not as much like that as it was.
Yes. I wish that, you know, that we were, had lived in this era, he might have had a chance. But, you know, God is sovereign and he is good. And, you know, I learned to be extremely resilient. Riding a century ride is very easy compared to taking care of somebody in a hospital bed 24/7 for 9 years. So when people ask, it's like, no, it's actually pretty easy compared to taking care of Diane. Because, you know, the nurses would go home and she would have a BM. And then I was there all by myself to get the bed all cleaned up, change sheets. And, oh, my word, it was.
It was.
And then every doctor's visit down the road, I had to take off work and take her to the doctor's visits. And so, yeah, it was quite the ordeal. And I don't want anyone else to have to go through that again.
And thinking of the work that you did then as a caregiver and everything you went through and stuff. And then did you ever think then in like 2026 that you would be talking on a podcast about everything you've accomplished at Bike MS? That is just like, because I don't think it's something you set out to become the icon of patches. I mean, did you ever think?
It's been my goal always was to make that impact. But it took 16 years to get the notoriety or whatever you want to call it that I have now. And it's fun to be at a ride and someone goes, "Hey, there's patches." And then you always chirp back, "Hey, how's it going, man?" And, you know, patting people on the back and taking their pictures at rest stops and all that kind of stuff. We met at Bike to Jack, we met a young lady named Nicole. She was down there with her husband, Kevin. They're from Indiana someplace. And it was her first Bike MS ride. And so we visited with them on Friday night. I gave her a wooden nickel. And then on Saturday, it seemed like every time they were doing the shorter route because she has MS and wasn't riding an e-bike. So it seemed like every rest stop we were bumping into them and giving them high fives and patting them on the helmet and stuff, you know, and cheering them on. And Saturday night after the dinner was all done, we're going up the hotel to our room. And Nicole says, "Tomorrow morning, you and me, pictures, start light. Don't be late." And I said, "Yes, ma'am." So Sunday morning, we get down to the start line and I find Nicole and Kevin's there. We got all of our bike clothes and shoes and everything on. And she walked up and kind of slid her left arm around because she was standing on the right side. And I just put my arm around her shoulder. And just all of a sudden, she rolled in and put me in a bear hug. And her little arms were just trembling. And she said, "You do not know how wonderful this has been this weekend." And I'm going, "Nicole, that makes my ride yesterday and whatever I ride today and whatever I ride from here on ever worth every mile." And so we kept bumping into them and we were at the last rest stop and Nicole come up and I said, "How you doing, Nicole?" And she said, "I am running out of gas." And she was riding her e-bike on Sunday. And I just put my hand on each side of her face and I said, "Nicole, this is the last stop. Next one is the finish line and I will be there to capture you on film when you come across." And she jumped around my neck and she was trembling. She was almost bawling. And when she got done, she said, I just love that you're here this weekend." And when they came in, we got pictures and we messaged back and forth two times a week, you know, just to see how she's doing. And so, yeah, the connections that you make if they're only for the ride, it seems like kind of it's a little bit short of what it could be.
But they're so perfect.
Yeah.
And that means so much. And, you know, we're just so fortunate that we have those connections and we make those connections.
Yeah.
And Dan and I often kid that this is the worst disease, but the best way to meet the great people and make really strong connections. So
that's kind of true. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a cancer survivor. I was diagnosed with prostate cancer 6 weeks after Diane passed away. And I went in January of 2010 and they took my prostate and I've been cancer free ever since. I had to go in Tuesday for a PET scan because my PSAs are coming up a little bit. So they want to shoot some pictures and make sure there's nothing starting again. So, but yeah, cancer is either insidious. It either gets you or you get it. And I happened to get it. It took 26 years for MS to kill Diane.
Yeah.
And very slowly, it's very hard.
It's so good to hear that. You know, you continue you're slaying cancer and you're doing your best to help those of us that are living with multiple sclerosis and you're just reaching out and helping so many. And so that's such a gift. And thank you for sharing that with us.
Well, thank you for allowing me to share. I sometimes think I talk just to talk, but when you can share your stories, they touch people, you know. At West Michigan a few years ago, a couple of young girls there said, "You're the coolest guy we've ever seen." And I said, "Listen, girls, I love that. Okay. I'm not going to tell you that I don't. And nobody's ever told me that I'm the coolest guy on the planet. Okay. You too. So I'm writing that in my book today." But I said, "I don't tell my stories so that you think I'm cool. I tell my stories so that you'll get motivated and go out and do what I do. Make some better ones than me. Next time I see you guys, I expect to hear some stories, girls." So, you know, that's, I love the fact that when somebody tells you that they think you're wonderful, that that's all well and good, but that's not the prime reason. The prime reason is just to share with people, motivate them, give them encouragement and help them on a daily basis if you can.
Yeah, that's really, those are wise words. So
when I think in what you do, what you say, you know, that's what's, you know, even if you never see somebody you meet at a bike ride ever again, I mean, what you do, what you say, the example you set, that's going to stick with them forever. I mean, just motivate. I mean, we met you one time and then it's like, we have to stay in touch. We have to stay in contact because you just motivate us and just really make us feel like everything is worth it just to keep moving forward and, you know, to share our story, to do what we do, because, you know, you never know what your story is going to do for someone else. And I think that's, we share them to, like you said, with the two women, it's like, you want to hear what they're doing because it's not about, it's not about us. It's not about me, about you. It's about other people. What are they, what are they doing? Because that's what motivates others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I commended them very highly for volunteering for a whole weekend. I said, "This is a lot of work. And I'm tickled to death you young ladies are here. I'm proud to know you. And keep it up." And I haven't been back to West Michigan because they changed Bike to the Bay and it's been on the same weekend ever since. So this year it's different again. So I get to go back up. We'll see if they're there this year.
Nice. I hope so.
And we will have information for everybody out there in listener land about Bike MS and any information we have about patches in the liner notes for our show on your major podcast platforms and on our website as acoupletakesonms.com. So we'll have that information. But anything else, patches, that we didn't talk about that you were just thinking, I really want to tell this story?
It is just so much fun to go to a ride and make a new friend before you come home. And I can say that I honestly did that at every ride. I did 8 last year. And there was someone that I came home that I had not met before, and now we're in contact, and I kind of want to. Rachel says I used to be making splashes in the pool. She says now you're making waves, and that's nice. That's what I want to do. I want to make waves.
Wow!
And you're doing it.
And so when did you say your first ride is?
It is the third weekend of March in Hammond, Louisiana, I believe.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll watch for that just to see photos and wow.
And stay connected and safe travels down south. And
yeah, and good luck in your recovery from your surgery.
Thank you. I feel very blessed, except for this stupid cold. And even with that, I feel blessed. Yeah. I was kind of tired and out of it today because of the cold. But being able to breathe again is just such a wonder.
And do you think that'll help then when you're doing your bike rides?
Oh, yeah. Especially when you're, climbing. You're on a hill.
Yeah.
Like at Oxford or Maine or, any of the other ones with hills.
Well, that will be good, and we look forward to seeing you and your increased breathing when it is time for
the Frankenmuth is the Bavarian, is that what?
Yes.
Yeah.
Frankenmuth is Bavarian breakaway.
That's what it is. Yes. Well, then we'll put it on our calendar, and that's where we're definitely going to be there solely to see you.
Yes. So,
okay.
Yes.
Well, Patches, thank you again so much for taking the time to chat with us and sharing your story with us and with everybody else who listens to our podcast. So we really, really appreciate everything you do for so many living with this disease.
Well, thank you for allowing me to be a part of that. That's my goal, is just to be as big of a footprint as I can make in this battle.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. And so until next time, we are A Couple Takes on MS. I'm Dan Digman, and I'm walking.
I'm Jennifer Digman, who's rolling.
And we're A Couple Takes on MS.
We hope you enjoyed our podcast, and please tell others about it.
And be sure to subscribe, rate us, and share your review to let us know how we're doing and what you want us to talk about in future episodes.
Email us at acoupletakesonms@gmail.com and follow us on our blog, acoupletakesonms.com.
Until next time, take care and keep moving forward.